Thank you, Pastor. Amen. What a joy to be able to be here once again. Always a delight, always a joy to be here. Amen. Wow, I am so thankful to the Lord to be able to hear Brother David's testimony. My Lord have mercy. That was beautiful, Brother David. When he said, I'd rather be a live man rolling than a dead man walking, I said, he needs to write a book. Hallelujah. That ought to be the title of the book. Amen. I'd rather be a live man rolling than a dead man walking. Praise God. Whew. Glory to the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want to invite you to open your Bibles. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. It is always an honor and a joy to be with Pastor and First Lady and the whole Sutton family. We love and appreciate them very, very much. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. Amen. Matthew 3 and verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I want to preach on the subject, baptism of fire. Baptism of fire. I believe we're going to see a powerful move of God in this place this morning. And I'm excited for what the Lord is going to do tonight as well. We're going to have a powerful move of God tonight. I feel a word from the Lord to the church. Amen. And so I'm excited to be here. Heavenly Father, you are amazing. You are awesome. You are powerful. Lord, I thank you because whenever we come together, you know every need that's in the house, and you come and you minister to every need. I pray, God, that you will touch, that you will change and transform lives by the power of the name of Jesus. And we will not fail to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give God the praise in the house. Come on now, give God the praise. Karalaboshaya. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. This phrase that we read in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. It is something that had not been heard of before. It was a new concept of being baptized with something that was not natural or visible. To the extent that John, to describe this new concept, he used a visual by comparing it with what he was doing while he was standing in the water. John was called John the Baptist, so he was known for baptizing people. But in that moment, as he is standing in the water, John calls it a baptism of fire. He introduced a new thought, a new concept. John was known even from the scriptures and the prophets had prophesied about him, but John was known as the baptizer. John the Baptist was preaching in the Judea desert, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This John is the one that prophets spoke about when he said, "Voice of one who cries in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his path." The people came to see John preach from all over the place, to see this crazy man that was eating locusts, and he was wrapped in camel's clothing or fur, amen. And when they heard his preaching, they were baptized in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Then John, standing surrounded by this water, he declares something so powerful. He saw Jesus. He says, "I indeed baptize you in water for repentance. But he who comes after me, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." That word baptize is a Greek word that has been adopted into the English language as part of the Christian vocabulary. The root of the word bapto means to immerse or to immerse in dye. Baptismo is an intensive form of bapto, and it means to immerse. And it was what was used when Naaman went to the river and he dipped himself. He immersed himself into the water. But baptismo is also used in ancient writings of glasses or cups or vessels that are cleaned by immersing them in water. The word is used for ships that have drowned or sunk and people that have drowned. They would say if somebody drowned that they were baptizo. The word baptismo was also specially used in the trade or in the dye trade of fabric. It was in that moment that they would grab fabric that did not have a color, and they would dip it in a tub of dye. The material was baptized in the dye. And when the fabric was removed from the tub of dye, it had a different and a new appearance. It even carried the smell of the ink. Hallelujah. In other words, it was transformed by being baptized. Hallelujah. Transformed by being baptized. The cloth was now identified in a new way. A red cloth would come out of a tub that had red dye. A blue cloth would come out of a tub that had blue dye. The fabric was identified by its new color. So John, using the concept when he talks about this baptism of fire, as he's looking at the water, he says, "I baptize you for immersion in this water." He said, "But he that comes after me," hallelujah, "is going to dip you in a dye. He will baptize you, dip you in a dye of fire." Hallelujah. In other words, God not only puts you in the fire, but he makes the fire be in you. Somebody ought to clap their hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's using the process of dyeing the fabric. The fabric being dipped into the dye. And now the dye in the fabric. Jesus immerses us in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Urabakashaya puts that fire in us. When you are baptized with his fire, you have accepted the color of the fire. You have accepted the temperature of the fire. You will have the appearance of fire. You will smell like fire, look like fire, act like fire, because it will even change your very nature, your very identity. Somebody ought to give God praise right now. That's why some folks don't even recognize you. They remember you how you were in the world, but they don't recognize you anymore because you've been immersed into the fire, and the fire has been placed in you, and you have changed by the power of God. Somebody give God praise in the house. Oh, Lord, I wish I had some folks in this place that has been dipped in fire, that has been immersed in fire, to give God a shout of praise in the house. God does not just turn us on fire, but he converts us or changes us to become a flame of fire. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 6, and of his angels he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Urabashaya, not just on fire, but a flame of fire. Because everything that catches on fire will eventually burn out. But he changes you to become a flame of fire, so that wherever you go, you set it on fire. Oh my God, I wish I had an apostolic in this place today. Wherever you go, you set it on fire. Somebody give a shout of praise. See, the behavior of fire is that it is never satisfied. The behavior of fire often depends on the fuel. It will burn as long as there is fuel. Proverbs chapter 30, it says, the Bible says that fire never says enough. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. This means that God is never finished burning inside of you. He never reaches a point where he says you're holy enough, you're spiritual enough, you're disciplined enough, you're discipled enough, you're cleansed enough, you're free enough, you're purified enough, so my fire is now finished in you. No, baby, when that Holy Ghost is on you, when that Holy Ghost is in you, it burns. It gets attitudes out. It gets mindsets out. It takes addictions out. It'll burn sin out. It'll burn sickness out of your body. I wish somebody would let God set you ablaze in this place today in the name of Jesus. Somebody give a shout unto God. Rabboshaya. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap as loud as you can. Haraboshaya. God's determination for your life and mine is not just to touch us. Amen. Some folks come to church for a little fix. Amen. With the mentality, I hope I get my fix today. Baby, God don't want to give you a fix. He wants to give you a transformation. He wants to break every chain off of your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody that knows what I'm talking about, you ought to give God a shout of praise. Oh, I feel a bonfire rising up in this place, in this morning, in the name of Jesus. Can somebody just give God a crazy praise right now? God's determination for your life is not just to touch you, but to consume you with his fire, to transform you into fire, not just on fire, but to change you to become fire. You ought to shout, I am fire. Somebody ought to tell the devil, I am fire. You wanted me for the fires of hell, but God turned me into a flame of fire. Oh God, I wish somebody was thankful. I wish somebody that knows they were on their way to hell, but Jesus came and grabbed you, transformed you, changed you, and filled you with the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Glory to God. I hear people all the time declare what they are. They'll say, I'm an alcoholic. I am a drug addict. I am a sick person. I'm a diseased person. I've heard people say, I'm a loser. I've heard people say, I'll never amount to nothing. But when you come into the kingdom, God takes your I am negative and turns it into an I am positive, where now you can say, I am fire. Oh God, soy fuego, I am fire. Somebody ought to shout that in this place today. I said somebody ought to shout that. You ought to let the devil know I am fire.
The fire of God wants to come into your life and make you a minister of fire. First, God will get the fire to you. Lord have mercy. He'll get the fire to you. It don't matter where you're at. He'll get the fire to you. I've heard of people sitting on a bar stool, drinking up, and all of a sudden the fire comes to them. Something grabs them and they say, I ain't gonna drink no more. I don't know what's going on, but I ain't gonna drink no more. He'll get the fire to you. I got to tell a mama in this place, he'll get the fire to your child. He'll get the fire to your kid. It don't matter if he's in prison right now. God will get the fire to him. Hallelujah. And when God has you in his sights, ain't no devil in hell can hold him back from getting the fire to ya. It don't matter what chains are on ya. It don't matter if you got a legion of demons inside of you. Even the demons will not be able to hold you back to come and get the fire of the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to give God a shout of praise.
Right now, lift up your hands. I want you to pray for lost loved ones. I want you to lift up your voice for lost loved ones, lost friends. And I want you to pray, God, get the fire to them. Get the fire to them. Somebody ought to lift up a cry of a burden before the presence of God. A mama ought to be crying out, ought to be saying, God, get the fire to them. You ought to declare it. It's going to happen this year. It's going to happen this year. The fire's going to get to them. The fire's going to get to them. In the name of Jesus. Now clap your hands to the Lord. I wonder if there's somebody that can give God a praise on credit. That you can give God a praise on credit. That your son's coming back to church. That your daughter's coming back to church. That your loved one is coming back to church. Because he's going to get the fire to them. Somebody give a shout unto God. Oh, clap your hands and magnify the Lord. Watch this. Ooh. Watch this. He'll get the fire. Secondly, he'll get the fire in you. Oh, God. Some folks need it today. Hey, amen. You came to church fighting with everybody. You need that fire to come in. He'll get that fire in you. He'll purge you. Clean you. Sanctify you. Burn up the clutter in your life. Burn up that selfishness. That sinful habit that you have. Those addictions and attitudes that you have. You can tell when somebody's got the fire on the inside because there's a calm nature about them. There's something that has been burned out of them. And you know the Lord's been working on them. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. You ought to tell the Lord, Lord, burn. 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 Get everything out of me. Burn. Get every attitude out. Get every mindset that is not of you out. Don't allow me to be persuaded by the lying demons of this world. Burn it all out. Get all that stuff out. Somebody's got some addictions and you need God to burn those addictions out of you.
burn those chains off of your life. Make you a new creature in this place today. Burn! Burn! Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. In Jesus' name. See, what's crazy about that is a lot of times we think that's just for new folks. Oh, I'm going to say it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need the fire every day. I need the fire every day. So he will get the fire to you. And he'll get the fire in you. Then he will get the fire through you. He will get that fire through you. Not for you to just come to church and clap every once in a while, but for you to be a conduit of fire, a channel by which God can flow through you. Whew. Glory to God. Channel by which wherever you are, people will say there's something different about you. I don't know what you got, but I want what you got. Because there's something different about you. I see something different. I feel something different. There's something different about you. Glory to God. On Friday, I walked into the place where I get my suits and my ties and all that kind of stuff. And I was coming here, so I needed to buy me a new tie. Hallelujah. Just had to style something new. Hallelujah. And because you got all these guys here, they dress all fancy and stuff. And nobody should look better than the evangelist. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. Just pray, church. Amen. Praise God. And so I went and I got me a new tie. And the gentleman that was attending me was a man that I had not seen in that place before, because they already know me. And so I must go in there quite a bit. Amen. And so this gentleman, he was starting to ring me up. And he said, "Sir, can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a preacher. I'm an evangelist." He goes, "Oh, God." He said, "That's what I was feeling." He said, "When I approached you," he said, "I felt my soul just jump." He said, "Something just jumped in my soul." He said, and I felt that. And he said, "Every time I look, I feel that again." He said, "That's what it is." And this is what he said. He said, "It's that fire that's in you. It's that fire that's in you. Baby, that's how the world should know that when you get out there, they say there's fire in that person. There's something in that person that..." Somebody give God praise right now. One of the best Bible illustrations of this truth is the foxes of fire in the book of Judges, where Samson catches 300 foxes and ties them up in twos. Then he sends them out into the Philistines' field. And he sets a torch of fire in between their tails. My God of mercy. In that moment, those foxes begin to run like crazy because they were on fire. I'll tell you, when you're on fire, you can't just come and warm up a pew. When you're on fire, something gets inside of you becomes, you become wild for the kingdom of God. I feel there's some folks in this place, you're going to become wild for the kingdom of God. Oh, there's about two of you that said something. You're going to become wild for the kingdom of God. If there's anything that Birmingham needs, is a church that will set it on fire. Oh, somebody give God a shout of praise. I feel fire in the atmosphere. So he'll get the fire through you. So that wherever you go, you contaminate with fire. Amen. You can talk about the fire, but talking is not enough. I could get up here and talk to you about the latest disease there is. But if I'm not a carrier of that disease, I cannot contaminate you with it. I only talk about it. But if I have the disease, then you well know I can contaminate you with it. Amen. The same with the fire. If you're not contaminated with the fire, if you're not on fire and a blaze of fire, you can talk about it all you want, but lip service is cheap. When you're on fire, you sometimes don't even have to say a word, and somebody's gonna catch on fire. God, I feel God wanting to raise up an army of flames in this place today in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. I have seen here of late, I have seen a lot of people getting the Holy Ghost. More than any other time in my life, I've seen more people getting the Holy Ghost. There's a hunger in America. There's a hunger. And I want to compare that hunger to a dry forest. The last thing that forest needs is for one match to be loosened in that place. Because that whole forest will catch on fire. Just that one match will catch that whole forest on fire. Glory to God. The world is right now, America is right now becoming a dry forest. And we've gone through a moment of shamings. We've gone through a moment of cancel culture, where they put the pressure on people to not express a truth, and they want to shut the mouth of the church, and they want to keep the church secluded to a certain area. And if anything, they have given a false view of the church by saying that that's a place of contamination. The church is not a super spreader of sickness. The church is a super spreader of revival. Oh God, I wish I had some apostolics. It's a super spreader of fire, of revival, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody give God praise right now. We gotta break out of the pressures that this world has put on us. We need to set this place ablaze. We need to set Birmingham ablaze with revival and with the Holy Ghost. God did not place you on a mountain to just entertain each other. God placed you on a mountain because you are a city upon a hill. You're a fire that can be visual to the city. It's time to set this city on fire. Somebody give God praise. So I've seen more people than ever getting the Holy Ghost. But one of the things that has stuck out to me the most is all the chronic seekers that have been getting the Holy Ghost. Now, I know this church probably don't know what chronic seekers are, but I'm going to break it down to you. A chronic seeker is somebody that's been seeking for the Holy Ghost for years, but have never gotten it. They have callous upon callous on their faith. And so you've got to break through those calluses in order for them to have faith to get the Holy Ghost. And I've been seeing God fill chronic seekers with the Holy Ghost. In one service, just a couple of months ago, there were three chronic seekers. A man that had been in church for 33 years, never gotten the Holy Ghost. That night, he got the Holy Ghost. Another man for 27 years, never gotten the Holy Ghost. That night, he got the Holy Ghost. And there was another lady for 22 years, never gotten the Holy Ghost. That night, she got the Holy Ghost. God is doing it. He's getting the fire to you. And he's getting the fire in you. My God, have mercy. But one of the things that stood out to me the most was when I was in a church and they told me about a lady that was there that had been in church her whole life. Her whole life. I said, how old is she? They said, she's 87 years old. Been in church her whole life. And they said, and she's never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine being so close to the fire, but never catching on fire? Well, when I heard that, I was like, Santo Dios de la Gloria, this got to change. Amen. Because there was nobody else in that church to get the Holy Ghost except her. Amen. And then they told me like this, she's got stage 4 cancer. And the family said she really needs the Holy Ghost. Because she's got stage 4 cancer. I went over and I began to pray with this lady. And I saw her. By looking at her, I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. It's going to take definitely an act of God. Because you could just see the hardness on her face. So I began to pray and I began to express to her the love of God. I felt the presence of God over this lady's life. And I said to her, I said, I know you've gotten to this point many times. I said, but God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. She opened her eyes and she said, it's been years. I said, I know. I said, but today God's going to do it in less than a minute. Whew. She looked at me and said, in less than a minute? I said, yep. I said, you just got to receive it. And you're going to get this in less than a minute. She said, okay. I said, it's like breathing. You're going to get to that moment where you're going to breathe this Holy Ghost in. I said, and when you breathe, your tongue will want to dance. I said, you let that tongue go. He's going to fill every emptiness of your soul. And you're going to begin to speak in other tongues. She said, okay. Within a few seconds, I said, by the authority of the word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Ghost now in Jesus' name. When I laid hands on her head, instantly, this woman that had been in church for 87 years, God filled her with the Holy Ghost right then. That was weak. Because I think you would have shouted if it would have been your grandma. I think you would have shouted if it would have been somebody you know. I think you would have shouted if it would have been you seeking for the Holy Ghost for all those years. Somebody ought to give God praise. When she got the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden, she said, I feel burning all over. I feel burning all over. She said, it's burning, it's burning. I feel burning all over. The Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm healing her. Because when that fire comes in, you'll begin to burn. You'll begin to burn. Everything out of you. Somebody ought to give God a shout of praise. I don't hear you. Give God a shout of praise. I said, give God a shout of praise. He'll burn depression out of you. He'll burn oppression out of you. He'll burn sadness out of you. He'll burn pain out of your body. He'll burn sickness out of your body. He'll burn every chain, every addiction. Somebody that knows ought to give God a shout of praise. Everybody stand all over this place. Lift your hands in the presence of God. I need intercessors interceding. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to listen to me right now. In the name of Jesus. There are folks in this place that you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You might say, well, I feel him. One thing is feeling him. But it's another thing to be filled with him, of him. Inside of every man and every woman, there is a void that is at the shape of God. When I was a boy, I had a little toy that it was round and it had different shapes. And you'd have the star and you'd have the moon. You'd have a round shape. X. And for some odd reason, I always tried to fit the wrong shape in the wrong hole. One day I even went ghetto with it. And I got a hammer and I started hammering the thing. And I was violent with my toys. Pray for me. Hallelujah. I started hitting it. I guess I was making so much noise that my mama came. And she said, he said, Mark, what are you doing? I said, I want to get this circle in the star. And my mom said, it's not the right shape. See, what happens is, inside of every man and every woman, there is a void, a shape that belongs to God. Only God can occupy it. Only God can fill that void. And we'll try to fill it with addictions. We'll try to fill it with false loves. We'll try to fill it with different things of this world. But yet, we always end up
empty again. Because only God can fill that emptiness. And there's people in this place this morning that you're tired of where you've been. You feel empty on the inside. You feel hopeless on the inside. You've tried everything. You've tried different things, whatever. But you end up empty again. God brought you today to fill that void inside of your life. I know that you are in a fire church. But sometimes we have the tendencies of knowing how to go through the motions. A lot of saints have gone through this time of commotion, this time of pandemic, this time, and just going through it has seeped some of that Holy Ghost out. You're not like you used to be. You don't have that fire like you used to have it. God wants to renew that fire in you today. I feel the glory of God. I feel God reaching right now. Lord is reaching. In a minute, I'm going to make a call to this altar. But I want every head bowed, every eye closed in this place. Father, I have preached your word. Now, God, you're the one that draws. You're the one that brings to your presence. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We have lifted you up. Now, God, you are the one that draws. There are people in this place, God, that even though they are in church, the fire has seeped out. There are folks in this place, God, that are bound by addictions, bound by sin in their life. And I pray, God, that today they will come and allow your fire to burn inside of them. I come against every doubt. I come against every spirit that would want to hold back. And I declare, God, that you will even turn those hearts that are made of stone into flesh so that they respond to your will, your presence, in the name of Jesus. I want to call everybody in this place. You want God to fill you with his spirit. To fill you with the fire of the Holy Ghost and burn addictions, burn things out of your life. I want you to step out of your pew and come and stand in this altar right now. Come and stand. Come on. Come on. You want God to fill you with the Holy Ghost? Come on. You want God to refill you with the Holy Ghost? Come on. There is going to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this place. You're tired of the life that you've been living? I want you to get in this altar. You need to come and you need to open up your heart before God right now. God wants to set people ablaze right now. God wants to set people ablaze right now. He wants to set your life, turn it into a flame of fire. More people ought to be coming up to this altar. If this is your first time, will you come join us? Will you come join us? If this is your first time in this house, will you come join us? Saints, if you see a friend, will you come help them? Bring them to the altar. We need every soul that needs the Holy Ghost to come to this altar right now. In the name of Jesus,
I want everybody raising their hands right now. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to ask God to forgive us of our sins. We're going to humble ourselves before the Lord. I ask everybody, will you open up your heart right now? Will you humble yourself before the Lord? Will you tell the Lord, Lord, forgive me of my sins? Right now, begin to open up your heart. Say, God, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my wrongdoings. Forgive me for the sins of my mind and the sins of my actions and the sins of my mouth and the sins of my eyes. Forgive me, God, for those sins. Have mercy on me. Somebody begin to cry out for mercy. Somebody begin to cry out for mercy. My God, I feel the glory of the Lord right now. If you're standing next to somebody that needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want you to get in front of them and begin to pray with them. I'm going to release a word of faith right now. Holy Ghost is going to fall. When I release this word of faith, not only those that have not been filled with it yet, but those that need a renewing of it. Right now, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. So everybody lift up your hands right now. When I release this word of faith, you're going to break out speaking in tongues right now. God's going to give you a new tongue. Now, by the authority of the word of God, and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, Lord, fill your people with the baptism of fire. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody begin to lift up those tongues. Begin to lift up those tongues right now. In the name of Jesus. If you know somebody that needs the Holy Ghost, go pray for them right now. Let the Lord use you. Be a conduit of fire right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift up those tongues. There is renewal in the Holy Ghost. There's renewal in the Holy Ghost. Bible says, stir up the gifts that are within you. Stir it up. Stir it up. Somebody stir it up. Get those gifts stirred up. I need somebody lifting up their voice. Somebody got a scream all bottled up inside of you. You ought to open up your mouth. You ought to speak in tongues right now. Let the devil know I'm filled with Holy Ghost and fire.